If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. A team that needs people to join it. It's the Maryland Terrapins men's basketball program because they all gone. Kevin Willard went to Villanova. Like Chris Nockey said, like a thief in the night, I believe, when he joined Doc over the weekend. We know that Juju Reese and Selton Miguel, they are out of eligibility. They cannot return. Derek Queen most likely headed to the NBA draft, so he will not be there. And we get the news yesterday that both Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice entered the transfer portal. So the entire Crab Five has left College Park.
Yes.
My buddy told me yesterday, last night he texted me this, that he thinks Gillespie's going to Tennessee for $1.5 million.
So that's triple what he was making.
That's a lot of dough.
You know what he was making at Maryland? It's been reported?
Well, it's not been reported, but he was making about half a mil.
Wow.
So who knows? I mean, he's been rumored to be going to Tennessee for a while, but you know, the price keeps going up like daily.
Yeah. I saw that Deshaun Harris Smith also entered the portal.
Well, we knew that was going to happen.
But that anytime that guy came on the floor, I was just like, okay, lockdown defensive player. Please don't give him. Do not let that guy shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, a disappointment. I mean, that guy was
A highly recruited.
It was very ballyhooed PVI recruit.
Big recruit. And
huge get for the program.
Or so they
Have
thought.
You heard that Buzz already interviewed? My understanding interviewed.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, it's got legs.
I haven't seen anything.
Which I'm kind of surprised. And I got a text yesterday from someone that kind of is in the know, you know. Just a rumor that Buzz Williams sent out a thank you to all the A&M people. Thanks for being here. Thanks for having me.
So maybe it's a done deal.
I don't know, man. It's got legs.
I was reading that the offense coordinator of UConn's offense, Murray, was the leading guy.
He's on a short list. That's what I've been told for sure.
Let me paint an optimistic picture.
But, you know,
I'm not saying I completely believe in this, but the optimistic picture is what Willard did, okay, thief in the night, that's all true. But now Maryland knows they have to increase the NIL money towards basketball. Now they've got more money that they're willing to give to the next coach for a contract. So he laid the foundation and clean slate, right? Your new coach, you can bring in guys via the transfer portal and mold the team that you want.
It's a little late.
But you got to get on it now.
Yeah, it's a little late. That's
a lot of these guys are making their commitments.
You're asking him to do something when the cupboard's pretty bare out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to put his staff together. And I'm sure he's thought about this. I'm sure if Buzz Williams comes in, he's already got his team coming in. He's got his staff.
And as we said yesterday.
But it's got to be announced.
He may have players.
He had a decent NIL, bag. Last year, that's how he got all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get Derek Queen in there for, some bubble yum. I mean, you paid him a good amount. You paid Gillespie a good amount. You paid these guys. That's how they got there in the first place. So.
They probably had in the 3.5 to 4 range, but Willard probably wanted more like 6 or 7.
Well,
the reports are that Villanova is going to give him 6 for that. So that's, you add a couple million to that, you can get some serious dough for that.
Did you guys see the letter from Len Elmore
that
was on Twitter where he basically penned an open letter about the state of the coaching search and the program?
He wants a Terp.
I mean, it's pretty long. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read some snippets from it. He starts with, there will be more to come, but I've been contacted by so many members of the Terp basketball player family who are beside themselves seeing what has happened to our beloved program that it's necessary to speak for us all. The quest by fans, media types, and donor influencers to merely win the press conference by taking a, quote, big swing and hiring an outsider who leaves one program to coach the Terps only to leave after a few years is maddening. Programs like Duke and North Carolina, to name a few, hire their own and promote their own and are models of consistency. The AD leaders are from within the family, if not outright alumni. And then he basically just goes on to say, it's time to hire somebody from inside the family.
Well, that's the problem.
It's time to hire a loyal Terp.
We've all been talking about it. Yeah. There aren't that many to choose from.
There aren't
that many. You're not going to hire Blake, who hasn't coached in 5 years and just coached a couple in at the NBA level. Simp is not, it sounds like he's pulling out. He's going to sign an extension. Who are you going to hire?
I don't know. Again, I don't know.
It's not going to be a former Terp.
I'd like to see who's
maybe
off.
A former staff guy, like a Tony Skin.
I don't think just because Simpkins was extended doesn't mean he won't be hired. It's just the school's trying to cover their ass and get money from the bigger school for the buyout.
Okay.
If you extend Tony Skin or you extend Simpkins, they're just looking for the buyout money.
Maryland. It's my understanding that it's not going to happen, but you might be right. That's a good move. But my understanding, I don't think Simpkins is going to get that job.
Yeah, and Tony just signed an extension.
Yeah, Tony just signed an extension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at least Tony was. The thing is, it's hard to consider him Terp family. I mean, he coached there a couple years, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like
it was
not
a
like
long-time assistant.
But, I mean, if it's Buzz Williams.
He's outside the family, for sure.
He's outside, but he's got a name, and he's been a winner. But they just got to get the ball rolling on this, man. I mean, you can't wait till next week.
Well, it sounds like the ball is rolling.
Oh, it's definitely rolling, but it might not be rolling in the direction that some guys like Len Elmore want it to.
The other problem is, again, we've talked about this for the last couple of days, but the fact that there's nobody really in charge, that they've got a group of people.
Huge problem.
They've got a group of people, and maybe the president of the university makes the ultimate call, but they've got a group of people that are throwing these names out and trying to make the decision as opposed to one.
You can't just take a job if you're a high-profile guy and not know who the AD is. I'd be even shocked how Buzz Williams could do it, unless maybe they tell him he can have a say in who they hire.
Unless Daryl Pine says, look, I'm making the decision. Here it is. Here's your salary, 5-year deal.
Here's your term,
and here's your revenue for the basketball program. We'll put it in your contract.
Yeah, but the AD is such a critical factor.
I agree.
I mean, it's totally critical. Agree with that. We're constantly having turmoil with our ADs and our coaches here at Maryland. It's like super annoying.
Buzz Williams or whoever winds up being there just thinks, well, I'm going to be more powerful than the AD, so it's not going to matter.
Good luck.
I don't know.
Good luck with that. AD is pretty powerful.
But when we had Jeff Furman on, was that yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. He said, we were talking about the Buzz Williams thing, and he said that was mainly from Buzz Williams' camp that they were interested, that it wasn't necessarily from Maryland's camp.
Right.
That they were reaching out to Buzz. Who knows what to believe?
Well, my understanding is he's definitely at least had a phone interview.
I'm sure he has. Maybe he's had multiple.
Yeah.
But, I would think that this would be announced sometime this week, if not, today or tomorrow.
But they still do mention Drabby's boy, Bill Murray's son, Luke Murray.
I'm not saying Luke Murray wouldn't be a good coach, but I know Maryland fans would be blah on Luke Murray.
I would. Maybe he'd be great, but I'd be blah on him.
I mean, he might be a great guy, great coach, who knows? But I know Maryland fans, backers will go blah.
EB, you get the uptick, though, of Bill Murray being in the stands at Xfinity.
Yeah.
He stinks. I just can't believe all
He's one of America's great comedic minds, Bill Murray.
I don't know. All these years, I can't believe that we don't have more coaches in the world.
In the pipeline?
Yeah, in the pipeline. It's unbelievable.
Gary had
all the guys we've sent to the league.
He had longtime assistants like Jimmy Patsos. I mean, I don't think you're going to bring Jimmy Patsos back. I love Jimmy Patsos, but I don't think he'd be a serious contender for the job.
He's out of the mix.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
years ago.
He's a guy with Maryland ties.
We would have pushed for Lonergan years ago, but you know, I was thinking about it yesterday. Lonergan left GW in 2016.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been almost 10 years.
Yeah. If the things didn't happen or he got screwed by that AD, he'd still be coaching somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
Who knows where, but he'd still be
putting together a Hall of Fame resume.
He'd still be coaching, yes.
Yeah.
But I guess a lot of the top guys didn't get into coaching.
I guess. It's crazy.
You know, Steve Blake coached a couple years as an assistant.
Just be a bum that's an assistant.
I mean,
Juan Dixon
did get into coaching. I don't think he had a lot of success.
Believe me, I thought about Juan, too.
But that's
you can't hire him off that track record at conference.
Even though he's a Maryland legend.
Legend.
You can't hire him with that coaching resume.
No.
Because this is an important hire. Oh, it's Kevin Willard.
It's massive.
Like, this is a big one. You can't afford to mess this one up.
Yeah.
What's Evers Burns doing?
Evers Burns.
I don't think he's coaching.
I mean,
you know what else is shocking?
I played pickup ball with Evers Burns when I was in Towson, and he came down the lane. You think I tried to stop him?
Good luck.
I played
that.
The world's best Matador defense and just let him dunk in my face.
I think I'm on some like Facebook group of like not that I'm on Facebook, but you know, I go on probably 5 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm a member or something of like Terp alums or something, like Terp Hoops. You know, many have died, like Gerard, Keon McCoy. Like, there's the list of guys, former players, that are our age or younger are in that. It's shocking.
I know, it's kind of alarming.
There's like 7 or 8 or 9 of them.
I know,
bunch of them. Maybe that's why we don't have any coaches. They're all freaking dead. I don't know, Cakes. I can't believe we don't have more in the pipeline.
A lot of them just didn't go into coaching, obviously.
Yeah.
Gary Williams doesn't have the most fruitful coaching tree. And it's not a slight on Gary Williams. Just some of those guys didn't go into that
profession. Well, you could say that for tons of programs.
Right.
But Duke has a lot.
Okay, well.
Carolina has a lot.
Duke might be. Those might be like the cream of the crop.
Like, if we hired Chris Collins, like, I think he's actually a great coach. Like, he coaches his ass off. I've seen him steal games from us through the years. It'd be horrified to hire him.
Why, just because he's a dookie?
Such a dookie.
Yeah.
It would make my stomach just...
It wouldn't be great, but he's so far removed from his Duke days that I think you, especially if they win, you'd be able to handle it.
I guess, but dude, he just screams Duke to me.
Like, you can't hire Wojo. Like, that guy
I think
slapping
it's the, same
the floor.
Thing.
I can't have him in College Park.
You can't.
But it's I can see where you would have some hesitation there.
I can't hire him. I'm sorry. I can't. And I think he's actually a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. They got to get this figured out quickly. Are there any
now,
names?
Now, Rice could still come back. Going back to what you led off with, that they have no players.
Rice and Gillespie,
the backcourt, entered the transfer portal. Rice could come back.
Of course.
I mean, sure, but I mean, I'm guessing he's going to get offers from other schools.
Yeah, he'll get a good offer from here because his hometown.
EB, I've got a coach for you. Huh? I had to check if he was alive.
Who?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's got a lot of coaching experience.
Yeah.
He's an all-time great Terp.
Yeah.
He was a number one pick in draft.
Go ahead.
NBA draft.
Yeah.
And he coached the Spurs, the Sixers, the Nuggets, the Cavs, the Clippers, the Rockets. John Lucas.
Dude. You might be 90.
Well, you were just talking about coaching pipeline.
Yeah.
That's a Terp.
I mean, that would have been a good hire 25 years ago. Maybe
John Lucas is 71.
Yeah.
Coached with the Rockets 2 seasons ago.
Wow, I'm shocked by that. Shocked that he even
hasn't been a head coach in quite a long time.
No, in forever. Well, have there been any names thrown out there for the AD position?
I haven't heard.
That's just like on the back burner right now. They're in such a sort of state of panic.
I haven't heard any.
I think you got to get the coach first. I know usually, so you get the AD and then they hire the coach. I don't think they have that.
They might not have that luxury. They might not.
Yeah,
they might not.
All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you what one college football program is doing to put a bunch of butts in the seats, and it seems like a great idea. We'll tell you what it is next.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.